music from Jess Grant off the new album Highway 99 here on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
In historic times.
Mr. President, I just saw something that sickened my stomach. The manhandling of a United States senator. We need immediate answers to what the hell went on.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is one of many congressional Democrats asking about California Senator Alex Padilla being forcibly removed from a Department of Homeland Security press conference. Padilla says he wanted to ask DHS Secretary Kristi Noem a question about immigration enforcement in Los Angeles when he was forced to the floor and handcuffed. Noem says the senator rushed her, but video of the event contradicts that. Republicans, including Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, are calling for Padilla's censure. L.A. police and authorities say the administration's deployment of California National Guard and active duty Marines to protests over immigration raids escalated the situation, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defends President Donald Trump's decision to send in the military. Testifying before Congress, he says the president federalized the National Guard without California Governor Gavin Newsom's permission to avoid destruction similar to Minneapolis during the 2020 George Floyd riots.
President Trump recognizes a situation like that, improperly handled by a governor, like it was by Governor Waltz, if it gets out of control, is a bad situation for the citizens of any location.
President Trump has previously suggested he could invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, getting broad authority to use the military inside the country. He has also referred to the California protesters as insurrectionists, but former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's interesting to see Trump call up the National Guard in a way that violates the Constitution when he didn't on January 6th, 2021.
Not only would he not do it, when law enforcement people were being harmed, some later died, he would not send it in when an insurrection that he incited was causing damage to those assigned to protect the Capitol and the Constitution that day.
The military actions in California aren't without monetary costs. The Pentagon estimates sending Marines to Los Angeles will cost $134 million for travel, food, and housing. This comes as President Trump is planning a military parade tomorrow for his birthday and to honor the 250th anniversary of the Army at a cost of $25 to $45 million. JL Andrepont is with 350.org.
He claims there isn't money for communities devastated by climate disasters, for life-saving medical care, or food for our most vulnerable kids. SNAP benefits.
The budget reconciliation now being debated in the Senate would cut SNAP benefits by $300 billion over the next decade. The Congressional Budget Office estimates its cuts to Medicaid would force 16 million people to lose health coverage. It's unknown how many people will show up at about 2,000 No Kings protests planned the same day as Trump's military parade. Chuck Tryon with the Indivisible Mass Coalition says people want to defend the country's basic beliefs.
It shows that there are millions of people out there who care about our Constitution, who care about our fellow humans and citizens, and want a thriving multicultural democracy.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Radio 9!
Lake Baringo is a body of water. Its surface is smooth as glass. But getting to Lake Baringo is a genuine pain in the ass.
Yeah! Jane Brown, y'all.
Jay Thurber, 412-385-7450. Hello, Sue.
Hunting, we will go.
Hero is called so far. Here's King Coleman on Radio 9. Called 412-385-7450. We are, of course, remembering the late Brian Wilson, revolutionary and visionary songwriter who passed away on a Wednesday, just a little shy of his 83rd birthday. Greg wanted to hear Good Vibrations. You say them, we play them on the Big 900.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Yeah.
Beach Boys going out for Greg and McKeesport here on Radio 9. Jesse Waters, who's a host on Fox News, says that eating soup makes you gay. So coming up in a little while, we're going to hear which soups are the gayest soups. Is it appropriate for Pride Month? I thought you're not going to want to miss that. Here's another big story you probably have missed. Tom Baudette is suing Motel 6.
What's the matter? Did they not keep the light on for him?
They kept the light on for him, no, but they missed the payments. They broke their contract, and the complaint filed on Monday at federal court in New York City. Tom Baudette said he cut ties with Motel 6 after the new owner missed a $1.2 million annual payment that was due on January 7th. The contract, he's been the spokesman for decades now. The contract was set to be renewed in November anyways. Baudette said Motel 6 nevertheless kept using his name and voice, violating his rights under the contract and federal trademark law. The author and voice actor and radio host is 70 years old. He's known for his appearances on National Public Radio and in several Ken Burns documentaries. Baudette said he tried negotiating a settlement that would recognize his role in building Motel 6's image, but they failed to respond and instead said, did, quote, misrepresentations, obfuscations, and delay tactics. Lawsuit seeking $1.2 million. And Tom Baudette is now staying, well, somewhere else, I suppose. Motel, hotel, Holiday Inn. Sleeping in the car, or maybe in his trailer with Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of the names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a AJ
Berber. Playing good guy hit.
Music. She's there waiting.
anticipating all the things you'll never, never hear. Oh, no, no. Ooh, as she gets weary, won't you try?
Jay Thurber, that was Three Dog Night. Weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. More new music on the other side of that. This is Johnny Kidd and the Pirates on Radio 9. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, and your hands start a-clapping.
Johnny Kidd and the Pirates here on Radio 9. 2:23 of Chime Time. New music from the Allergies coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University. If you're tuned to us on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show. All kinds of great music from the 80s and 90s, and then oldies all night long. So either, no matter how you listen to Radio 9, there's lots of good listening coming your way this Saturday afternoon. What is Penny? Penny is Pennsylvania's official health insurance marketplace. Penny is the state's source of financial savings on quality health insurance plans. Penny gets you the lowest costs on high-quality health coverage. Penny can help lower your monthly premium and reduce your out-of-pocket costs. You can find out if you qualify for Penny, if you need health insurance, by going to penny.com. That's P-E-N-N-I-E.com. Or calling 1-844-844-4440. 1-844-844-4440 or penny.com. That's a message from the Pennsylvania Health Insurance Exchange Authority. And overcast, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 77. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 66. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Patchy fog and a high near 78. Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 80. Tuesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, 82. Wednesday, more of the same. Showers likely, warm, muggy, high 85. Thursday is Juneteenth. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 83. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 78 in Washington, 75 in Beaver County. It's 77 in Butler, 75 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 78 at WRCT. With new music from the Allergies. That's new music from the EP called Bye Bye Baby. Those are the Allergies on Radio 9. Here are the Applejacks to take us to the bottom of the hour. Jacks, which I think was just a house band or the back pickup band at Cameo Parkway Records in the 60s with the Mexican Hat Rock. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 2:31.
Wanted no more mother.
played the Pavement cover version of that in the 1 o'clock hour. That's the original. Here's an original tune named Chuck Berry. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting the moon in your groove on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City with Radio 9 and you. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Remember the life of the late, great Sly Stone.
Will I be brave?
request from the 1973 Fresh LP. That's Sly and the Family Stone here on Radio 9. This is Tommy James and the Shondells at 2:43, much more music time.
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallway.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway.
Day of the U.S. Open. They are refunding people's tickets upon request. We'll check sports for you in just about 5 or 10 minutes or so.
Jay Herbert is here to play.
Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit the website at spackbrothers.com. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, if you eat soup, Fox News says you might be gay. We'll update you on that right after this.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Keep up my money, don't try to save. My heart said go, go. Have a time on Saturday night and I feel fine.
Richard. More after this.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you've been on the internet for as long as I have, which is since the late 1930s when you still had to get it on paper in black and white, you may remember a page called The Best Damn Page in the Universe and a writer named Maddox. Maddox has recently reemerged from a bit of a slumber and is now posting on social media. Here's Maddox responding to a recent important controversy that was raised by Jesse Waters of Fox News.
This Fox News host claims that men shouldn't eat certain foods.
Like, you don't eat soup in public. It's very effeminate.
And he's right. Eating soup is gay. So I've decided to rank all the soups to determine which one is the gayest. First up is chicken noodle soup. It's hearty, nourishing, and there's nothing gay about it. Except for the noodles, because they're soft. And real men are never soft. Next up is Italian wedding soup. First, it's based around a wedding, and all weddings are a little gay, like kissing your bride and being happy, which are hallmarks of being gay. Also, meatballs. Next up is gazpacho. It's cold, it's sour, and it's chock full of onions. It's barely got any gay in it, unless you add cream and heat it up, making it tomato soup, which is a little gay because it's considered comfort food, and being comfortable is gay. Next is French onion soup. It's right down the middle, 50% straight because of the onions and 50% gay because of the French. And that leads us to butternut squash. This is a very gay soup. First, the squash itself, which is one of the girthiest vegetables in nature. And if that wasn't enough, it's also called butternut. The words butter and nut together are among the gayest words in the English language, right next to inside voice. Next up is beef and barley soup. There's nothing gay about this. It's straighter than a shaft on a sniper's rifle. Next, there's cream of mushroom. Gay. Next up is split pea soup. It's got peas in it, which is a little gay because they're vegetables, but it also sometimes has pork in it, and having pork in your mouth is pretty hetero. Uh-huh. And that takes us to miso soup. This one depends on the amount of tofu you have in it, which is inversely proportional to how straight you are. And finally, there's clam chowder, which is the gayest soup of all. It's gay for men because of the cream, and it's gay for women because of the clams. It's just gay for everyone. Hope that helps. Leave a comment if I missed any soups you're bi curious about.
Oh, what has happened to this guy? That's Maddox from the Best Damn Page in the Universe. You can find him at Maddox Rules on social media.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Jay Thurber!
Sports and weather coming up next. These are the Hollies on Radio 9.
I'm not the guy to run with.
are the Hollies on Radio 9 as we wind down this week's installment of the program. Jonathan messages me to ask, No Kings is kind of a dumb name, isn't it? Everybody's got to be named something, and my wife wants to know, was Maddox talking about Manhattan clam chowder or Boston clam chowder? I don't know. We should write to him. Maybe he can do a follow-up on it. We know Manhattan clam chowder is just tomato soup with vegetables in it, right?
You're at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In Major League Baseball at this hour, Pirates leading the Cubs in the third inning, 1-0. Right now, the Reds leading the Tigers 7-1, and it's the Marlins leading the Nationals 3-1. Last night, it was the Diamondbacks over the Padres 5-1. Mariners beat the Guardians 7-2. Something is dripping. I have a feeling it's my computer. My computer's leaking. San Francisco Giants over the LA Dodgers by a score of 6-2. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Edmonton Oilers have forced a fifth game, and it is going to be in Sunrise, Florida. And in the NBA playoffs, I believe that's all tied up right now at two games each after the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Indiana Pacers 111-104 on Friday night to tie up the NBA finals. And let's do this now. Cloudy out there right now and overcast. Still have that haze hanging on from those Canadian wildfires. Could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high near 77. Showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 66. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 78. Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 78 in Washington County, 75 in Beaver County. It's 75 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, 78 at WRCT. In addition to it being Father's Day weekend, today is also Flag Day. Here's Johnny Cash.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape.
Stay tuned. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is coming up next here on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Be safe out there this weekend. Find me at jaythurbershow.com or on social media at jaythurbershow. Or remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things. Don't pet the sweaty things.
Proud of that ragged old.
Right now on the Gigapost Broadcasting System, it's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.